Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. A lot of people are talking today about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Biden bowing down to the far left again.
Jeez. Yeah, well, during the State of the Union last week, as we talked about on Friday, Joe Biden attempted to talk about Laken Riley. This is the young woman in Georgia who was murdered by an illegal alien. He used the word illegal, and the media has decided that that's the real controversy, not an open borders policy. Not the fact that this woman was killed by somebody who should never have been allowed to stay in the country.
Not the fact that he called her Lincoln when her name's Laken.
Yeah, no. It's because he used the term illegal and no human is illegal.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. During an interview
son of a gun.
With MSNBC's Jonathan Capehart, that was actually the first thing Jonathan Capehart brought
up. Yes. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, yes.
During your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
You know, the thing is, that's not wrong. Calling someone who's breaking the law and entering this country an illegal alien is accurate and correct.
100%.
We sanitize everything, don't we?
The left does.
Gosh, no, we don't.
And then you decide when you're going to play along and when you're not.
And again, people don't know the rules, so they're afraid to say anything.
They are.
You son of a...
And they built the country. Are you freaking joking me?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not Americans? Whoa, a nation of migrants. Yeah, people who did it the right way, legally. What a disrespectful thing to say to all of America.
Well, also remember, this is a man who one time said that black trans women built America.
I forgot about that.
Well,
there's been so many.
That's accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, man. I mean, there was part of me that was so ticked off watching it. And I'm telling myself, listen, you shouldn't be surprised at this point. This guy's going to bow down to the far left no matter what. Just what he's going to do. It's interesting. I don't know if you saw this making the rounds over the weekend. Because we've played the clips before when Biden said illegal aliens and we got to get them out. I mean, he has said that in the past. One of the things that was making the rounds was a Bill Clinton speech from 1995 talking about illegal immigration. It's really interesting. Did you see it flying around over the weekend? Do you want to hear part of it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I mean, it might be shocking to some people to actually know this was a Democrat president at the time.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
What?
Mm. Terrible.
The thing about it, when you hear that from way back.
I know.
In 1995.
Yeah.
This guy today would be a radical. He would be a nut on the Democrat side. He would be excommunicated. He would have to be a Democrat, or a Republican, rather. He'd have to be.
Even a Republican saying that now?
Oh, you couldn't say it now.
The media would blast him like crazy.
Yeah.
But this used to be sanity. This was the way that people thought. This is like, hey, man, and nobody's saying illegal immigration is wrong. All we're saying is,
you want people to come here legally.
We have an influx, and
right.
And that was in 95, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more.
What?
By hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens.
Oh, no.
In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more.
Just as an example. We'll get to more of that later if you want. It's wild.
Man.
Yeah, and if you think, you know, yeah, that's the right way to go about this problem. Okay. Oh, well, that doesn't fit these times. Why is that? Because the Marxists have taken over.
That was almost 30 years ago. That's how different things are today than they were 30 years ago.
Right. We don't have an honest media. I mean, you think about it, over time, all of a sudden, someone somewhere decided, you know what, calling them illegal aliens is just too offensive.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't it illegal migrants? Because alien was the bad word.
Yeah, then it was illegal immigrant, then an undocumented immigrant, because no
right.
human is illegal or whatever.
Right.
And now yeah. it's migrant.
Well, it's like homeless and everything else.
Yeah, houseless.
Unhoused or yeah, whatever unhoused, the hell they're yeah. saying now. Yeah. I mean, everything's changed.
Exactly. Yes.
And if you have an unhoused illegal immigrant, well.
Well, what?
You can never get a loan again.
So Trump was talking about this over the weekend.
Yeah, Trump gave his assessment of Biden's State of the Union address this morning. He did an appearance on CNBC's Squawk Box.
Okay.
Well, I heard a very angry man who's losing badly in the polls, who's willing to weaponize government like has never taken place in this country. It has taken place in third world countries quite often, actually. And they're willing to use the Justice Department to sue opponents like me, because I'm his only opponent other than life itself.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
It's just the matter of fact, I'm his only opponent other than life itself, you know.
Life itself is an opponent.
Oh my goodness. You probably saw the news, what's going on in Haiti. We talked about this the other day.
Jeez.
And at the time, legacy media really had not picked up much on the story. I don't think you can ignore it now from what's going on. The gangs have taken over everything. They went to different prisons, let all the prisoners out, in some cases killed the guards. And, David, you saw a video. I did not see this.
I mean, there's been a lot of video making the rounds, and one is of a guy who's eating something. And you don't know what it is until the camera pans over and you see a charred body that's still on fire. And he's just taken parts off and eating it.
Oh, my.
It's just, I mean, it is, and not to mention all the other photos of people running for their lives, of just menacing-looking dudes walking around. If they don't have guns, they've got large pieces of wood that they're just cracking skulls with.
It's terrifying, man. I mean, just as a citizen there. Yeah, I mean, the one video I saw didn't have anybody eating barbecue. That's the name of the gang leader,
yeah.
the biggest gang leader,
yeah.
barbecue. But people just running, like running for their lives. And if you remember, when Trump was talking about different bleep hole countries, including Haiti, that was beyond the pale.
Mm.
The left losing its mind over that, if you remember. Isn't that what caused Cory Booker to have tears of rage?
Yeah, he said he had
Wasn't
tears of rage.
That old thing?
Yeah.
Tears of rage.
Yeah. Someone would say that. Okay. My question is right now, with what's going on there, and you have gangs running everything, cannibalism, does that reach the point where it's okay to call it a bleep hole country?
I think it has surpassed that bar, yes. Roving bands of cannibals murdering people and eating them while they're still on fire. Plus, you got the leader of the country who can't even go back in. And they're resorting to trying to get about 1,000 troops from Kenya to be deployed in the nation to try to reestablish some form of law and order.
Jeez.
I think you've reached the point where it's accurate to call it a crap hole country.
Yeah. Well, and tell me if I'm wrong here, because I can't quite remember it. You know, you hear different pieces of news. It was the Biden administration that helped put this leader in control. the way I understand.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because in 2021, the previous prime minister got executed. If you remember that, got assassinated.
Yes,
and it was just a shocking turn of events. And so, the U.S. State Department and the federal government tried to put in kind of a puppet on the basis that he would start holding regular elections again. Well, he's not lived up to that expectation,
right?
To the point where he said, "Well, we can have elections in 2025." Well, then he goes to Kenya to try to raise an army to quash the brewing insurrection happening in Haiti. He thinks he's got this done. He mm-hmm. tries to come back, and the gang say, "Nope, you can't come back. Airport's shut down. The ports are all closed." He tries to go to the Dominican Republic because they share an island. The DR says, "You're not coming here. We don't want any part of what's happening right now across the border. We don't want
right.
it."
Right.
So he's in Puerto Rico right now, and now the Biden administration is sending Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, to meet with other Caribbean nations to try to figure out what to do with this situation.
Yeah, they got the right guy there. Yeah.
And at the same time, we got Marines in there trying to get people from our embassy out of there.
Yeah.
Because months ago, we said, well, we're not going to send anybody in there to restore order. Fox had part of that on this morning.
President Biden is on the record over the last couple months saying he would not send U.S. troops down to Haiti to restore order there. But there are U.S. troops on the ground right now reinforcing the embassy there.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. By the way, one other thing. When the whole Trump hysteria was going on for saying bleep hole country, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. this was also making the rounds over the weekend. All the different people on the left that were saying that's absolute nonsense. You know, Haiti's already great. And it was Conan O'Brien at the time.
Conan O'Brien?
Oh, yeah, he had the shirts. You know, Haiti is already great. And people were wearing those T-shirts with pride. Bill Maher had a shirt. A bunch of guys were wearing these shirts.
One version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them, and they were quite happy to have it. People really like the slogan. They like it so much so that Omaze.com is now exclusively offering this Haiti is great already T-shirt.
Right, go ahead and wear those today.
Yeah, while you're at it, try the barbecue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody get that jackass on the phone and see if he still feels that way.
Unbelievable, man. Okay, a lot to get to. Oh, Ukrainian draft dodgers in the news. And Madonna scolds a fan for what? Oh, you got to hear this story straight ahead.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Mr. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Did anybody see the video of the young Ukrainian men trying to get out of the country?
I haven't seen it, but I heard
they were stopped by border control there. Mm-hmm. They were taken out of this vehicle and shoved to the ground. Like, what are you doing? And from what I understand, different young men there are paying upwards of roughly $10,000 to be able to get out. Not quite the picture that's being painted here in the United States of what's going on there.
No, what's all the people talking about? The brave Ukrainian men who are going and fighting for their country.
Over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're not getting an accurate picture what's going on there. And I'm not saying, hey, it's not justified at all, us helping them, that sort of thing. But is it all our burden? That's the question that comes up again and again and again. It doesn't seem like it should be. I mean, if you're in Europe, you would be far more concerned of what's going on, wouldn't you?
Well, when you got somebody else paying the freight and you don't have to do anything, then why bother? I'm not going to raise my hand. I mean, if it's already getting done.
That is crazy. You know, something else that you see more stories on over the weekend is different issues with flights. You know, I had the story the other day. You had wheels falling off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this flight, well, this was a Fox report this morning. I just play part of it where people got injured. This is kind of crazy.
So a lot of news coming out of this, these two separate flights, more issues for Boeing after dozens of people were wounded on just one flight alone this morning. While this flight that was departing from Sydney to Auckland did arrive at its destination, this was LATAM Airlines flight LA-800. It did arrive on schedule, but it was during the flight of this Chilean airline that it reportedly had some kind of technical issue that caused the plane to lose altitude, and quite suddenly. This is a...
Did you see any of the, like, pictures or video on this?
Not see that, no.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That was frightening.
Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, at least 50 people on board were injured, including both staff and the crew, as well as passengers. And they were taken to the hospital when they arrived. One person is in serious condition. Others have mild to moderate injuries. We know that, again, crew members as well as passengers were injured. So we don't know too much just yet about the extent of these wounds. We'll wait to hear a little bit more on that.
But what you had is all of a sudden the sudden descent, mm-hmm. and then people knocking their head against the seat in front of them.
Ooh.
But you were lucky if that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Something came all the way out of the seat. You were hitting your head on the roof.
Yeah.
The cabin is like...
Yeah, it was brutal.
Or you're just getting thrown completely out.
People are screaming and...
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
It's like one thing after another mm-hmm. after another. And then there was the story of, was it the cargo door?
Yeah, there were a couple of cargo doors, actually, that, well, weren't secured. One of them landed in Portland. It was an Alaska Airlines flight. They're currently being sued because of the door falling off.
Yes.
And the plane lands, and they go, hey, you got a cargo door that's popped open there, bud.
Gosh,
they said, what?
Dang.
And that
oh,
was
the thing is, they had pets in there.
Yeah, the pets were fine. I don't know, probably had the ride of their lives, but they're not hurt physically.
Think about how close they could have been. They fall out of there.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
it was kind of like wedged open, and there are some aviation experts who are saying the most concerning thing is that nobody on the flight knew, because you're supposed to have some sort of sensor that would tell you this isn't closed.
Oh, boy.
At least that's what I'm not an industry expert.
Right.
That's just what I was reading is like that. It's actually kind of shocking that they wouldn't have gotten an alert that you've got a door open.
Yes.
Dang.
I mean, you shut the seatbelt in your car door and it's right. like, why is the light on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a little more serious.
Yeah, you can't lock your keys in the car. None of that stuff. Yeah. No. And dogs dropping out of the sky. Holy crap.
Oh, my goodness. Raining cats and dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Sorry. Hey, your girl Madonna made the news.
It's not my girl, but okay.
You played all her records.
Anyway,
she was shaming a person in a wheelchair to get up. I don't know if you heard that.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down?
And then she realizes.
Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Poor person.
You jackass. Person in a wheelchair.
Why are you sitting down? Because you suck.
Because I bought a ticket, I can do whatever I want.
That'd be great. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. All right, biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day, to me at least, is the absolute catastrophe that's happening in Haiti right now, where you've got roving bands of gangsters. Some of them are eating people or whatever. I mean, it's just absolute anarchy there.
Yeah.
But the good news is that Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, is working right now on a sternly worded letter to the warlord who calls himself Barbecue.
I mean, right now, you'd be better off with the Taliban there. I think Blinken, I think of him saying the Taliban, they want to be on the world stage.
Yeah.
And we're going to hold them accountable. We sent them a strongly worded letter that I'm sure that still has them shaking in their boots 2.5 years later.
And the bar is low, but they don't need their adversaries.
No.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, and the Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins.
All right, David. So Trump was talking about banning TikTok.
Yeah, Congress is moving towards a bill that would force TikTok to be taken away from Chinese ownership. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't do that, they would face a total ban in the United States. So it's kind of, you know, they're doing good cop, bad cop here.
It got out take of a, it off the app stores and all that stuff.
Yeah, they got it out of a committee vote, 50-0. So truly a bipartisan interest in this. Donald Trump, though, has changed his position, saying, I'm a little worried about a ban here. So on CNBC this morning, he talked about why he went from asking Congress when he was president. He asked Congress to ban TikTok. And why are you now coming out against it?
Roll it.
I had it done. And then Congress said, well, They ultimately usually fail. They are like extremely political, and they're extremely subject to people called lobbyists who happen to be very, very talented, very good, and very rich. But I said, you know what? You guys decide. You make that decision, because it's a tough decision to make. Frankly, there are a lot of people on TikTok that love it. There are a lot of young kids on TikTok who will go crazy without it. But the thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
I don't know about that. I mean, there are a lot of people, including people who are in Trump's camp, like Steve Bannon, et cetera, are like, well, you know, you did just have a meeting with a guy named Jeff Yass, I think is his name. Got $33 billion invested in TikTok. And might have put the pressure on the Don a little bit to back away from it.
Yeah. I mean, Trump is going to do whatever he thinks is best at the time, and a lot of times for himself. That's just calling it like it is. I know people will get ticked at you even saying that. And a lot of times what's best for him is also best for the country. I don't know if it's always that way. This to me, and it's tough, man, when you're talking about censorship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is.
I understand, but this is a Chinese spy app.
Right.
I've seen a lot of people saying that this is a First Amendment issue. It's not. And I think Congress has actually, threaded the needle very well by saying, look, TikTok can still exist. The platform can still exist.
Right.
ByteDance just has to sell it.
Because all of people's information is going right to China.
Yeah. So they just have to sell it. That's it. And plain and simple. I'm pretty confident that someone in the CCP would be able to find a workaround for this. But nonetheless, I mean, I think they're trying to figure out a way to keep it around so people can post on it and all of that stuff. But I just don't buy the First Amendment argument on this one.
It's pretty tough, man, especially when it was Twitter and Facebook that, you know, took the New York Post out of the game in the 2020 election with the reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop, which was 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of the argument, you know, I get, but we need to keep our eyes on our own social media first and foremost. And the other thing with TikTok is not only is all of the information collected, but the algorithms. I mean, okay, look at it this way. With China, they infiltrated the southern border with fentanyl. That was originally China that did that. It's always something to try to take the United States down, okay? They don't have our best interest at heart. Sorry, they don't. And as far as the algorithms on TikTok, I think we would all agree, or reasonable people would agree, like when you look at the trans issue with kids, that's a social contagion. Mm-hmm. Helped along mightily by TikTok. I mean, they juice all of that stuff. I mean, you've got videos that are sent to the young boys, you know, ultra-violent, sexualized on purpose, even when they're not asking for it. And with young girls, it could be weight issues. It could be, well, you're probably a boy. It could be a number of different things that is not good for their mental health. They know this. So what are we doing to help the kids in our country? And I don't know if all of a sudden, you know, ByteDance sells this to somebody else, will they change the algorithms? I would hope so, that it's not so harmful.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing a lot of, I mean, obviously they're going to try to throw their best out there now, TikTok, by saying, hey, I got this small business. This is how I operate.
Oh, the ad campaign?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're seeing that
like
everywhere
in January?
Now. Yeah, right.
How, you know, man, TikTok, they're just there to get in with people
right.
and do good things and raise
yes.
money for
yeah.
charity, and they're such good people.
Right. If it weren't for TikTok, I'd be living under a bridge.
Right.
You know, all
that
the yeah, crap. You know, it's everywhere now.
Yeah. And I understand in the
and
end.
And I get it. I understand
yes.
that part too, you know, but there are other platforms you can go to.
It's interesting to me that all of a sudden the media gets interested in small business when it's an area
right.
that they don't like.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, going off on a tangent real quick. The coverage this morning on NBC about Florida cracking down on spring breakers with all of the violence that they had
yeah.
last year and in Miami. And so it's been pretty smooth, and there's cops everywhere. And they were talking to people a lot. Yeah, it's, you know, it's nice. You don't have to worry about, you know, crime and blah, blah, blah. But they went to the small businesses that have been hurt. And this is very tough for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, really? This is your concern right now. Where were you 4 years ago? When every shop got closed,
right.
every local one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not the big box ones, the big corporations, they stayed open. But the mom and pops had to close down. Where were you then?
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, in the end, as
right.
far as the parents and the kids with TikTok, it's a tough job for a parent to monitor all that stuff. You just got to do your best.
It is, because if they have a smartphone, I mean.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Or you could say you're not getting TikTok.
Well, you can say that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fight.
So they can watch it somewhere else with one of their other friends.
That's fine as yeah. long as you don't have it at all hours of the day. You can only do so much.
No,
you know, it's tough.
I
you know.
Know.
All right, it's that part of the show. Got to go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but I got your attention. David, today, what's your story?
Well, there's going to be a total solar eclipse on April 8th. And there are a couple of Texas counties that are in the path of it that have already issued an emergency declaration. One of them is Travis County. That's where Austin is. And so the headline to me made it seem like some sort of, like, I don't know, Middle Ages superstition thing. The solar eclipse is coming. It's an emergency. We're all going to die. What they're actually doing, though, is giving law enforcement and first responders a little bit more authority, because there are going to be so many people traveling to Austin, because it's one of the cities that's directly in the path
okay.
of the total solar eclipse. So they want to make sure that they can crack down if anybody gets out of hand or manage traffic better, et cetera.
There you go. The old disaster declaration.
Yep.
All right, Scott, what do you have for what's your story today?
Snickers is pushing back today the candy bar that Biden, the blasphemous tone that he took with them and charging them with shrinking their size of their candy bars during the State of the Union by 10%. That's what Joe warbled. By the way, that was not on the script. Joe went off script, and when that happens, bad things happen. You know that, and I know that. Snickers is pushing back today, saying, hey, they were the same size. Candy bars the same size, packages the same size. What are you talking about?
This is where we are.
I hadn't heard about
this. The world's on fire, and there's a fight over Snickers right now. Now, really, the lesson to all of this is Snickers is more popular than you. Shut up about it. Okay?
Yeah, if you look at the polling.
Right. People love Snickers more than they love you, so shut up. But I guess that was just an off-the-cuff comment. I'm 10%. He just said it.
Sometimes he'll do that.
Yes.
And you're right. It usually doesn't end very well.
But, I mean, you talk about damaging the Snickers. They're probably like, hey, man, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, if it's not true.
We didn't do that.
No, I totally agree. All right. For my story today, you know what I can do? I'll do one or the other. Today is, well, they call it a national holiday. I could do that story, or I could do something that was making the rounds since you just mentioned Joe Biden. It was a rebuttal to a George H. Bush speech 35 years ago and how it sounds today.
Oh, wow.
You guys get to pick. What would you rather hear?
I'll hear the rebuttal.
I do, too. I want to hear the rebuttal, too.
Okay. So George H.W. gives the speech. The rebuttal at that time was Biden. This is 35 years ago.
To put it in very personal terms for a moment, Joe Biden, me, I would settle for a world in which I could worry about the same kinds of things that my parents worried about, in which I only had to worry about the grades my children got in school rather than the drugs they're being exposed to. In which I only had to worry about the prices my wife had to pay at the supermarket instead of fearing that she might get mugged by a junkie in the parking lot as she loads her groceries into the car.
Well, this is rich, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the same guy.
No. We're just getting started.
In which tonight, I could call my mom just to wish her pleasant dreams, not for the purpose of making sure she's safe in her own home. That's the kind of world I want. That's the kind of world you deserve. In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to arrest the violent thugs. Not enough prosecutors.
Oh, he said thugs.
Yes. Oh, man.
He
racist
said thugs.
Old Joe. Yep.
Oh,
boy.
Catch the violent thugs. Not enough prosecutors to convict them. Not enough judges to sentence them. And not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time.
Oh, my.
What?
Holy smokes, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is why we will make America great again, he went on to say.
There's a little more left.
We disagree with the president's decision to cut back on our previous commitment to protect against drugs coming across the border.
What?
To cut the Customs Service, the Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders. Mm-hmm. And we think we should go one step further.
What's that, Joe?
Let's go after the drug lords where they live. With an international strike force.
What?
There must be no safe haven for these narco terrorists, and they must know it.
Narco
terrorists.
And
we don't have to promise a world without worry or fear. We're not asking for that much. All we have to do together is to keep our promises and stay together. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeez.
The thing I notice is that Lifetime struggle with a stutter, man. It's really flaring up there.
Yeah, it seemed like he had gotten over it there.
Dude,
huh?
If you played that to 10 people and said, who is this? I guarantee you 8 out of 10 would have no idea who it is. So it doesn't sound anything like him now.
Bear with me here. I've had the theory for a while that Joe Biden is an accidental time traveler.
See, there you go.
Right? Yeah. That he, you know, that's why he mixes up years and talks about talking with people who've been dead for several years and whatnot. So my theory is that he actually traveled into the future from that time, heard one Trump speech, and then plagiarized it. And when he wound up back in the late 80s, he was able to, he basically just copied and pasted Trump's platform.
That is incredible.
It is.
That's incredible.
I know. I see this and I'm like, yeah. I can remember this. I don't think most people do, but there you go.
You got to get his comments that he said when Truman was president.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Running a business is a 24/7 job.
And it's easy to fall behind on things like closing the books.
If this is you, you should know these three numbers.
37,000, 25, 1.
37,000. That's the number of businesses that have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle.
25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs.
One, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, everything you need to grow, all in one place.
Having all your information in one place makes it easy to make better decisions.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen.
Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
netsuite.com/MVR.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, so what happened on July the 6th?
Oh, well, Joe Biden did this again. He was doing a campaign event, and he tried to talk about the Capitol riot. Got the month wrong.
What?
No, he didn't.
The U.S. Capitol, the same building where our freedoms came under assault on July the 6th.
What? What happened on July the 6th?
I don't know. He did that in January of, well, it was the two-year anniversary of the Capitol riot. Remember that?
The impact, what happened on July the 6th had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand.
It's a stutter, by the way.
Wow. Where was the QAnon shaman on July 6th? That's what I want to know, because he led that all-out attempted coup.
Oh, sure, yeah.
To take over the country. If you want to know what an insurrection looks like, take a peek at Haiti right now.
Yeah.
That's taking over the country. That's what that looks like.
Yeah.
Not people where open doors from the cops, come on in, take some photos, and I'm not saying there weren't people that deserved to be arrested and the people that were breaking stuff, of course. But still, every time that's called an insurrection, I have to laugh to myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's nobody in Port-au-Prince right now looking at these menacing-looking dudes with guns and wearing balaclavas going, hey, do you think I can get you guys to leave?
Oh, yeah, like the cop with the QAnon shaman and the other guys, the guy that got shot with the bullet, the plastic bullet or something?
Good, sir. Do you need medical attention?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
I got shot in the face with some kind of plastic bullet.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave the Senate wing?
Yes, ask that in Haiti right now.
Yeah.
Any chance I could get you guys to leave?
Yeah,
I could
get you wild-eyed pistol wavers to just back up a couple of feet.
Put down that burning torso for a second.
Could you just leave? You know?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
We will. I've been making sure they ain't disrespecting the place.
Okay, just want to let you guys know, this is like the sacredest place.
I know.
Yeah, we know. I mean, Jacob Chansley, the shaman, he was praying in there, if you remember. Oh, my goodness, man. It's crazy. So I'm wondering, did media at all call out that he got the month wrong again?
Oh, no. Joe. He's just, he means well.
Anybody could do that, right?
Yeah.
It happens to people all the time.
Starts with J.
Oh, boy. I don't know what you think about this. Some people think it's awesome. There is a new hand-washing lie detector called the hand scanner. It's being described, again, hand-washing lie detector. It looks like a mounted hand dryer. So if you work at a restaurant or a place where you're supposed to wash your hands, mm-hmm. which should be really everywhere, the worker places their hands under it after washing their hands, palms up, then palms down. Within 2 seconds, it can identify any residual contaminant using light fluorescent technology.
Mm.
You want that at the restaurant where you dine?
Yeah.
Man, workers got to go look over this, make sure that there's no, you know, E. coli or anything. Yeah, this is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. I like it when Van Camp sends me something that says you have to hear this absolutely bonkers Joe Biden statement.
I can't wait for y'all to hear this. I almost sent it to you over the weekend, but I was like, no, I want to save it for the show, okay?
Okay.
Joe Biden recorded a campaign video alongside Dr. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. Okay. And she's looking up at him, trying to keep him on track, or what? I assume she's there just to make sure that she can escort him away if he starts crapping himself or something. This is incomprehensible when he's talking about MAGA Republicans and what they want to do with the country.
Was this an outtake, or is this what they put out?
This is what they put out there.
Oh my gosh! Oh well. All right.
All right. Hearing it for the first time, roll it out.
And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend, are they going to expand personal freedoms? Well, that's what we're going to do.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I understand this because it's like a 30-second clip. We're 12 seconds in. So this, again, is not an outtake. This is what they put out as like a statement from Joe Biden for the campaign?
Well, it's some sort of like behind the scenes interview type thing.
Okay. So there would have been a chance to recut this.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I think it was supposed to be an off the cuff behind the scenes look at Joe Biden making the case for another 4 years.
Got it. Okay. Because at some point you would think he'd say, okay, start again. Cut that. I need to start over. But I guess they're just rolling with it. All right, go ahead.
They're going to do everything to not grow our economy. Literally, they have no platform.
They're going to do everything to not grow our economy. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, that jump from personal freedom to growing the economy mm-hmm. just like that. What is going on?
They're all about, they're against everything, not for anything, except the things that are the wrong things. What they're running on, I'll tell you what they're running on.
Okay.
They're running backwards. Mm-hmm. It's about the future, not the past. But guess what? We won't let them win the past.
Okay.
What?
Sometimes in the
moment.
We
won't let them win the past. I'll bet you don't. I'll bet you don't either.
Accidental time traveler, okay? It's
right,
not about
exactly.
One presidential election. Joe Biden is saying, listen, we are in a time war right now.
Sometimes you make a statement in the moment that you're like, okay, maybe I was a little over the top there with the statement. But my honest reaction is, if you were running for sixth grade student council president, you would be embarrassed by how incompetent that is.
Yeah.
Now I want to hear it again to see if we can put the pieces together to make this make sense.
And what they're going to do is to ensure a national, really endanger our national security. They're going to expend, are they going to expand personal freedoms? Well, that's what we're going to do. They're going to do everything to not grow our economy. Literally, they have no platform. They're all about, they're against everything, not for anything, except the things that are the wrong things. what they're running on.
And, of course, there's no specifics on anything because they can't.
What they're running on, I'll tell you what they're running on. They're running backwards. Mm-hmm. It's about the future, not the past. But guess what? We won't let them win the past.
We won't let them win the past. We're going to make sure Michael Dukakis was a president. What is going on?
I don't know, man.
That doesn't make any sense.
I will tell you, dude, there are times where I have ideas in my head and I have a hard time articulating the idea that I want to get across.
Yeah.
That being said, holy mackerel, that's something there.
Maybe his new stump speeches actually just involve, you know, going through the editing draft lyrics of Ronnie James Dio. We're not going to let them win the past. Dio was like,
sure.
This doesn't work. I thought it was going to work, but it doesn't work.
Right.
That statement alone disqualifies you for another 4 years.
Well, it was just nonsensical. Thank you for saving that, though, you know, David.
None of that made any sense. None of it.
No, it really did not.
And you heard her, like, nod a little bit there. You
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's my man.
What are you agreeing with?
I don't know.
Pop quiz.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Now, Scott, you will watch the Sunday morning talking head shows.
Yeah, I do.
Occasionally,
yeah.
I try to stay away. Yeah. I saw part of this morning, though. Little George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, God.
On ABC, yeah. Interviewing Nancy Mace.
This is shameful.
Republican from South Carolina. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of hers. Not that that means anything one way or another. She's there to take questions. And, you know, as far as the history of Nancy Mace, she came out, was that 5 years ago? Talked about how she was raped when she was 16.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Brutal.
Ugh. Well, George wants to ask her, you know, how can you endorse Donald Trump after this E. Jean Carroll stuff? Most people look at the Donald Trump, E. Jean Carroll thing as a farce, don't they?
Yeah.
That's not just the bubble I'm in. I mean, even people on the left that I talk to are like, yeah, she's a nut, man. That was completely, he was railroaded by New York on that. I think most people would agree with that. But George is on it, and Nancy Mace takes issue.
And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you are shaming me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable.
Let's time out a second. You think that George is trying to shame her there?
Yes. Yes. He is.
Shame her.
He's trying to make her into a hypocrite. Yeah, that's what he's trying
Trump.
To do.
That is what it sounds like to me.
Well, there's no question that's what he's doing. He's trying to put her in a box as a hypocrite and shame her into admitting it.
So I'm trying to figure out, okay, let's just switch it all up, and this is a Democrat instead of Trump, and everything's switched around. Is it a fair question for George to ask, I guess is what I'm getting at. What do you think?
No.
That's pretty dicey, man.
Yeah.
Knowing her history like he does. It goes on.
For rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Yes, David.
I think the easier comeback would be to say, George, are you familiar with the interview that E. Jean Carroll did with Anderson Cooper on CNN? where she said that most people think rape is sexy?
Sexy, yeah.
Now, are you telling me that you find her accusations credible?
Right. I guess then he would come back with, well, this was a jury. That's what he's going to do. This is a jury found.
That's absolutely right. What he's going to do.
And, man, it just keeps going, basically. I mean, you don't have to play the whole thing, but it goes for a little bit.
To come forward when they
it makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
Well, in fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive, and this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
Judged and they're shamed.
Oh,
you're trying to shame me this morning.
That was out of line to me.
Well, he's trying to turn it around again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, if you're going by the left's rules, first of all, believe women, and she's telling you, but you're going to explain to her how it really is if you're a rape victim. Wow, man.
It was a question designed for clicks.
Of course.
I mean, that's what it was. He knew it. Everybody else knew it. Don't be a jackass now. Well, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Can't stand that,
exactly.
Dude.
I can't either.
Yeah. All right. Update in Haiti, David. The gang leader. This is Barbecue, right?
Yeah, Barbecue is the guy's name. That is the reigning warlord as of right now. U.S. officials have evacuated or are trying to evacuate personnel out of Haiti because there's a massive insurrection happening there, led by a former cop who calls himself Barbecue. The gangs have all joined forces. They've been taking over government buildings and the presidential palace. Now, Barbecue, Barbecue has said they'll do a ceasefire if the prime minister of Haiti, who took power after the last guy got assassinated, resigns. He's in Puerto Rico right now. He was over in Kenya trying to raise kind of an army. He wants 1,000 soldiers from Kenya to go and help him reestablish law and order in Haiti. That's being kind of tied up with UN regulations, and I mean, it's just kind of a complicated mess right now. He tried to go back to Haiti, sort of, but he's not going back now. Tried to land in the DR, Dominican Republic, which shares an island with Haiti. The DR said, no, we don't want you there. Keep that crap on the other side of the border, please. So he's hanging out in Puerto Rico, trying to figure out what to do. The State Department is putting pressure on him to appoint a new presidential transition council, with a spokesman saying, get this. This is from the State Department of the United States.
All right.
Quote, we are urging him to expedite the transition to an empowered and inclusive government structure.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're not worried about the inclusivity thing right now.
This is what they did in Afghanistan.
No. It's you have to handle the criminals first and foremost. And then figure out everything else.
This is what happens when you have unqualified people in charge in so many different places.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is crazy.
DEI. Okay, thank you.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, I know. Man, there's so much to get to. We got to get to our big 2024 No BS election update in just a couple. The Monday after daylight saving. You know what happens there. An update on that. And more trouble with planes all coming up.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you are the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Oh, it's time for the old election update. Let's do it.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm out of doing our research.
Right. All right, David, what do you got today?
This is kind of interesting, and I think whatever Biden has as far as internal polling is concerned must be more disastrous than this, because I think this is why we're starting to see the pivot to trying to be tough on illegal immigration, even though you'll apologize to a murderer for saying that he was here illegally. Weird. Gallup has been tracking this. Now a majority of Americans say that large numbers of immigrants entering the United States illegally is a critical threat to U.S. vital interests. This is a record high, 55% of respondents. They've been tracking this for 20 years.
Wow.
55% now are saying, yes, this is a critical threat to the United States.
Trump owns that issue. Yep. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody buys that Biden is trying to get tough on this.
No.
Well, how can you? I mean.
Well, you'll go out there and say bipartisan bill. I mean, they had a bunch of people out there doing that yesterday. Oh, the good Reverend Raphael Warnock.
Oh, yeah, I saw that guy. Yeah.
Georgia. I mean, this is sort of the talking point, I think, when it comes to that. And this was on the issue with Lake and Riley, Biden calling her Lincoln Riley, all of that.
What is your red line with
that? In this moment of grief, there are those who are trying to score cheap political points. The border must be secured. We know this. There's agreement about that on both sides, which is why we...
There is?
There's not.
No.
No, there's not. What agreement?
Yeah, because for years at this point, the Biden administration said there was no crisis at the border.
Right. Well, we just heard Mayorkas not that long ago tell us the border's closed.
Well, I guess they're trying to appeal to the uneducated voter. Oh, yeah, we've always agreed on this, sure.
Which is why we had a bipartisan piece of legislation before us just a matter of weeks ago. And the fact that there are those who walked away from this bipartisan legislation, or at least a chance to debate it, and now they're trying to score political points in the wake of a young woman's death.
That's all it is, political points. No, I don't. I think you're right. Yeah. People aren't buying that.
No, they're not buying that.
Well, on the betting odds for vice president pick from Trump.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Any guesses? We do this every time.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott is number one still.
Is he?
But it's grown. The percent chance now, betting odds, 23.8%. Second, Kristi Noem, 16.5%. Then it's Vivek, Elise Stefanik, and then Nikki Haley. That's pretty much it. You know, I mean, and we all know that Trump is going to be the nominee. It's like at 93.4%, right? Nikki Haley has 1.4%. Then it's DeSantis at 1.1. You know who's fourth? Ivanka Trump.
No way. Are you serious?
It's, well, it's 0.4%.
Maybe she'll be the running mate. Yeah, there you go. Choose her.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny.
Vote Trump.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Okay, biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day on the world stage is the utter chaos happening in Haiti as warlords have taken over the country and are demanding the resignation of the president, who is hiding out in Puerto Rico right now.
Man.
Anthony
Blinken. Whatever you do, do not call it a bleephole country. Don't.
No, no. You'll give Cory Booker tears of rage and correct, be called a raging racist by the media if you ever say that Haiti, which is under the control of cannibalistic gangs right now, a bleephole country.
Right. And then there's this supposed back and forth between Biden and Netanyahu about support for Israel, and there's a red line, but there's not a red line, and Biden spins in circles about a red line. We'll get to all of that straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So David, Biden was talking about Israel.
Yeah.
And a red line.
Yeah, he did an interview on MSNBC with Jonathan Capehart, who really, I mean, hammered home the idea of a ceasefire. Because, hey, look, what's happening in Gaza, of course, is just untenable. It's terrible. Bah. So he's asked about the war between Israel and Hamas, specifically if he had a red line that Israel would cross that would make him back off of supporting Israel.
Okay.
There's no red line. I'm going to cut off all weapons so they don't have the Iron Dome to protect them. They don't have, but there's red lines that if he crosses and they cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead as a consequence of going after. There's other ways to deal, to get to deal with the trauma caused by Hamas. It's like look, the first time I went over.
Okay, what other ways?
Exactly. Be specific. What do you mean? What is there?
How is he supposed to take out Hamas? I mean, and do we know for sure it's 30,000, or is that still from the Palestinian Authority, from Hamas? Who is that from? You really don't know.
I sat with them, and I sat with a war cabinet. I said, look, don't make the mistake America made. America made a mistake. We went after bin Laden until we got him. But we shouldn't have gone into Ukraine. I mean, we shouldn't have gone into the whole thing in Iraq and Afghanistan. It wasn't necessary.
Oh,
it wasn't necessary. It just caused more problems than it erased, than it cured.
Scott's going to lose it.
Well, there you have the leader of the free world, right there. Four more years. Four more years of what? Of what?
That
garbage?
Yes.
That didn't make any sense. None of that made any sense.
It didn't make sense years ago.
It's just words.
Yes.
that whole thing in Iraq and Afghanistan is
exactly
my favorite part. Like,
it just, it, right.
How many times has that happened? I mean, it goes on and on and on. Always confused.
It is remarkable that we're even talking about the possibility that this guy could get reelected.
There was no way we were ever going to unite Ukraine. I mean, excuse me, Iraq, Afghanistan. No way that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just pull a country out of your...
One of those places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. You know, brought this up before. Whenever you hear our media talk about the ceasefire, and this is very tense between Biden and Netanyahu when it comes to this. Biden, he's had a stern talking to with Netanyahu about this ceasefire. And man, when you hear Netanyahu talk, it's like, what? Because yes, of course, he wants the support of the United States. Okay, but he was on Fox. They were talking to him about, okay, you guys in disagreement here? What's going on? Is it some sort of red line or whatever? And he starts with...
He said that he agrees that we have to destroy Hamas as a fighting organization. That's what we intend to do. Look, it's either Israel or Hamas. There's no middle way. I mean, we have to have that victory. We can't have three-quarters of a victory. We can't have two-thirds of a victory, because Hamas will reconstitute itself with these four battalions in Rafah, reconquer the Gaza Strip, and do the October 7th massacre over and over and over again.
Because that's the big thing. You can't go into Rafah. That's what Biden can't. We can't do that. Netanyahu's like, no, that's going to be necessary. We said we're going to track them down no matter where they were. So there's a little back and forth. And people on Fox are saying, well, they've said, you know, you need to take your foot off the gas a little bit. He's like, we've had these chats. We need to take out Hamas. And he suggests again about taking your foot off the gas here a little bit. And Netanyahu said,
well, I'm telling you that we're not getting off the gas. I'm telling you that we have to take care of Israel's security in our future, and that requires eliminating the terrorist army. That's a prerequisite for victory. That victory is important not only for us, it's important for the civilized world as we're fighting these barbarians. And let me tell you something. You know, I've seen these recent polls where 82% of Americans support Israel in its battle against Hamas. 82%. That's been constant over the last 5 months.
So you got this going back and forth. But Netanyahu is going to do what he's going to do. I don't think Biden's going to talk him out of that. No. Or am I seeing this wrong?
No, I don't think so. I think Joe Biden is actually just trying to placate the pro-Hamas crowd within the Democrat Party. That's really what it is. It's a bunch of empty words.
Well, people are telling him he's going to have to, or he's going to lose the election.
Yeah, lose Michigan.
You know, yeah, and you're going to lose that support, that far-left support.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Ceasefire now.
I mean, there's no principled stand here. You know?
Always.
There isn't.
No. No, I 100% agree. You know, video that was making the rounds over the weekend, it is brutal. It's one of those things where, I mean, you can get sick just looking at it. This Missouri teenager that was left in critical condition, because her head was repeatedly bashed into the concrete by this other girl. Oh, my goodness, man. So the girl, as far as I know, the identity still has not been released. This breaks out Friday afternoon. You know, I was just looking for news updates, and all of a sudden, this video just started playing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's a wonder this girl isn't already dead. And, you know, hope that she comes out of this all right. She is this one girl on top of her, if you're, you know, to paint the picture, is repeatedly, I mean, hard, like taking her by the hair and just banging her head into the cement. It's just awful. I'm sorry to even say it like that, but that's what happened. Repeatedly calling her, you know, female dog. And, you know, you're watching this going, this is absolutely horrific. And you do wonder, is anyone going to step in and try to stop this thing?
Yeah.
Some point, and you wonder. Now, there is an update that one girl has been taken into custody. Have you heard anything updated more than that, David?
No, I haven't. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. The video is brutal. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's awful.
And I wondered, because of the nature of it, would it be a national news story? The answer is no.
No.
It's not. It would be, and you know where I'm going with this, and this is the sad state of affairs. The victim here is white. The girl on top of her is black, the one bashing her head into the cement. You flip the races there, you know that's a national story.
Oh, dude. Remember, where was that a while back where a drunk white guy got into a fight on a dock somewhere? Was that in Alabama or Louisiana?
Oh, yeah. That?
And,
now I know what you're talking about.
The drunk guy who was completely out of control was going after the black guy, and that was a national story.
Yes.
And that didn't result in somebody going to the hospital, if I recall correctly. In this case,
I don't think so.
I mean, it's scary because when the perpetrator gets off of the victim, we've seen this in like NFL games. Obviously, when somebody gets a really bad shot to the head, it's like a small seizure.
Yes.
It's called the fencing response, if I remember right. Basically, your entire electrical system in your brain just goes haywire because you've gotten your bell rung so thoroughly.
Right. Yeah, it's terrible. So we'll see. And hopefully, you know, in the end, she's going to be okay. We'll see. You know, and not to make light of that at all, he just made me think of something. Carl Weathers played Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies. Mm-hmm. Chubbs, Happy Gilmore. I heard an interview he did. This was not long before he passed. And these guys were asking him all these questions from his character as Apollo or whatever. And how bummed was he when he read the script that he finds out that he dies in Rocky IV? Remember when he goes to the canvas and there's, you know, like he's convulsing?
Mm-hmm.
He came up with that on his own.
Hmm.
It's like, how am I going to make this memorable? And that's basically what he did. Hmm. Just, it's interesting how much, you know, when you find out different actors, how much they're given as to, like, put themselves into a role and become the character. Because he was an NFL player, played for the Raiders. And thinking, okay, how can I make this one of those scenes that's, like, unforgettable? And that's ended up what he did. Thought that was really interesting. There was a world record broken over the weekend.
Is this the sailing thing?
Oh, this is a tug of war.
Oh, okay.
It was a quarter-mile-long tug of war. 100 people in the UK just broke this record by getting, you know, positioning people 15 feet apart. The length was 1,694 feet, almost a third of a mile. They said when they were doing this and thought we could break this record, first of all, we're going to have to find a rope that long and then a venue that would work. So they ended up doing it on a beach in South Wales. They said with that many people, again, 50 people positioned about 15 feet apart, they pulled for like a minute and 15 seconds before someone finally won. I looked at some of the footage. It looked like everybody was having a good time.
Yeah.
But to have a rope that long, 1,694 feet. You look sad, Scott.
Well, that's a lot of rope. I mean, I can't imagine it being fun, but hey, whatever.
Maybe you just have bad memories of a tug of war you were in one time.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I've just never heard of a world record that I think maybe someday I could break.
There you go. You just find a long enough rope in the area and we could do it.
Can I tie different sections of rope together?
Nah, I don't know.
I think
that
it's
got to
be one continuous strand, I think.
But is that your rule or is that the
Guinness
rule?
No, I think that's the rule, but I may be wrong. I could be entirely wrong about that.
Got it.
But I'd like David's idea of tying it together because we could probably make that happen. But get one that long, I don't know about that. I don't know. Where do you get a quarter mile long rope?
Somebody got to make it.
Yeah.
What was it, 25 years ago we were in a tug of war, Scott?
I got drugged through mud. Yep.
Yeah, because we had to get people with us to compete against one another.
Yeah.
Was the whole thing. It was a radio stunt.
I lost.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm still getting the mud out of my knees.
That was a lot of fun, actually.
Was.
We could recreate that.
No, let's not.
You sure?
Yeah.
Come on. All right. David's got good news about Haiti. Not really. The good news is that Anthony Blinken is on the case.
What's the good news?
Yeah. Well, there's good news for you. There's a new Michael Jackson biopic, but it's controversial. We'll get to that as well coming up.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Talked about it a lot. Rising costs, concerns about the economy. Running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time.
Yeah, and you can hopefully turn around a better profit by simplifying the nuts and bolts with NetSuite by Oracle.
It's everything you need to grow your business, and the good thing is it's all there in one place.
Yeah, you get a customized solution for all of your key performance indicators.
Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, improve margins, all in one efficient system.
And having it all together makes it much easier to make good decisions concerning the future.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen for you.
And download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
Okay, David, you said you had good news. I don't believe you.
The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is going to be meeting with leaders in the Caribbean in Jamaica as part of an urgent push to solve Haiti's spiraling crisis right now. You know, where you
so the guy that was in charge of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And that withdrawal.
Yeah.
Hey, let's give you another chance here. Mm-hmm. Solve the problem in Haiti.
Well, they're
because you've had all these gangs get together and take over the country.
Yeah. And remember, the U.S. backed the prime minister initially after the previous guy was murdered. He was assassinated. And so there are a lot of folks who are running the show right now in Haiti, in the gangs, who aren't really interested in what the U.S. would offer. They're not. That's not exactly a great endorsement if the U.S. is saying this is a guy that you should trust.
No doubt. By the way, when you look at all the money, well, first, the Clintons raised, it was a ton of money for Haiti. And then you look at the reports, well, not a high percentage of that money actually got to Haiti. But then the United States has also given a lot of money to Haiti. And then you wonder, what happens to all the money? Well, and when you're talking about that kind of corruption, it doesn't go to the people that it's intended to go to. I mean, you kind of got to follow up on that. We're not exactly great at that.
No, we're not. We don't need receipts. We just give them money.
But you think about the amount of humanitarian aid that's supposed to have gone into Gaza over the years. And what did it build? It built up Hamas. It's insane. You had an update on a media outlet, David?
Yeah. Well, Deadspin is a far-left blog. Presumably, they say they're a sports website, but they're the ones that took that picture of the young Kansas City Chiefs fans and showed half of his face to make it look like he was wearing blackface.
Right. Yep.
Right. Deadspin had already been killed once before because of, well, Peter Thiel and Hulk Hogan took it down. The whole Gawker universe. Anyway, that's a. So they're dead again. Deadspin has been bought by a European startup firm that's called Lineup Publishing, and they fired everyone who works there. They gave them a 30 minutes heads up and then locked them out of their company accounts.
Whoa, daddy.
You got 30 minutes.
You
got
30 minutes. Ticket. How about that? Better not make two trips. You can't do that.
Right. Bye. Couldn't have happened to a better group of people.
I was going to say, man, a lot of times you hear about people losing their jobs and you're like, oh, that's tough. You know, it sucks, even if you don't like the person. It would be hard to say that the world's not a better place without Deadspin in it. I mean, was it 10 years ago? I think we all used to go to that site.
Yeah, it was funny. It was sports stuff was great. Yeah.
And like a lot of the world, it lost its mind somewhere around 2015, it seems.
Yeah, Gawker was the same way. You knew it was liberal. You knew it was left. But it had a sense of humor in the coverage. And then they got up their own keisters with this, like, we are bold journalists willing to go. They were actually just clapping from the cheap seats. They're bad people.
Yeah, and it got worse when they tried to put that thing back together.
Yeah. Dang.
30 minutes, though.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Gee whiz, man.
I mean, I'm trying to think. All I can think is, you know, different movies where someone's going to set, like, you know, a clock on something. They usually give you an hour. Not like, okay, 29:59 counting.
Yeah. Hope you didn't take all your
stuff. By the end of the work day, you know, it's like you get fired at noon, and then everyone's stuff out of here by 5 o'clock, you know?
Okay. Yeah, and somebody's following you around.
Right,
that exactly. Sort of thing.
Well, when I quit my job, that happened twice.
But you got to do that.
Yeah, they follow me around.
But 30 seconds or 30 minutes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Gosh dang.
Well, I mean, if you read that thing in the last few years, you know why people are going to be laughing today. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, Joe Biden does an interview over the weekend. He just steps in it all over the place, doesn't
he? Yep. Yeah. I did this interview with Jonathan Capehart on MSNBC. He was asked about the high number of particularly Muslim voters in America who are not supporting him.
Okay.
Because of his support of Israel.
Yes.
He was asked about the common claim that we've heard that Joe Biden is propping up an ongoing genocide.
Ooh.
That's not widely shared. You guys make judgments you know you're not capable of making. That's not what all those people said. What they said was they're very upset, and I don't blame them for being upset.
They're calling you Genocide Joe.
Yeah, that.
The far left's insane, Joe.
They're out of their minds. And for you to say that's not what they're saying, I heard it. I've heard it.
That's just complete denial.
It absolutely is.
I mean, is it an insane take? Yes, but they are saying it.
Well, of course.
Okay.
There are families there. There are people who are dying. They want something done about it. And they're saying, Joe, do something. Do something. But the idea that they all think is genocide is just not, that's a different situation. Look, I can fully understand. And can't you? You have a family member there. A family member, families are come from a family that is still isolated there.
Okay. Was this like a trial to put him out there on MSNBC with this hack, thinking, okay, maybe not a lot of people are going to see it anyway. Let's see how he does so we know if to put him out there on a bigger stage. Do you think?
Like a media trial balloon sort of thing?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a friendly audience for the most part.
That's true.
But yeah.
Right. And I would guess the job there is to convince the far left that Joe has your back? I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy because even outside the Oscars last night, the broadcast had to be delayed because people couldn't get in because of these agitators who were outside. There was one photo, I don't know if you've seen it, of one of the protesters holding up a basically just like a costume prop, but it was supposed to be Joe Biden's head on a pike.
Whoa.
Yeah. That didn't make the Today Show, I noticed. Weird.
No.
I saw no coverage of any of the protesting going on outside.
You know what? I didn't either. That's why when you were talking about that, I'm like, you know what? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't pay any attention to it until, like, looking at news this morning. Okay, this Oppenheimer wins, blah, 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 blah. I didn't really care. But no, I did not hear that they had to delay the whole thing.
Kimmel made some reference when it started of it being running late, or they were running late, the start. And,
okay.
And, again, it was a vague reference. He didn't know what he was talking about, but... That being said, then we learned later, of course, it was because people couldn't get in.
Okay. Again.
And by the way, that every one of those people agrees with you.
Well, what is so strange is you can't have police, because you know this is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
L.A. No, we're not going to be getting in the way. We're going to have the Oscars, you know, get out of the road. I don't understand it. Why you just can't have law and order.
Is there a decent idea? Somehow.
Man, oh, man.
I was surprised at that. I was surprised there wasn't one interruption during the show. I thought there would be.
I think one of the funniest things I saw over the weekend was different people hoping that Jimmy Kimmel would get slapped like Chris Rock last year. Of course, that didn't happen. But people were like, okay, we're holding out hope that maybe this could happen. No. No, I don't think so. Babylon Bee had some other stuff about the Oscars. Which was Oscars observes moment of silence for undocumented murderer tragically called illegal.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. In memoriam.
Yeah. Yeah. Different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, Trump also did an interview over the weekend, David.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was this morning.
Oh, actually this morning.
On CNBC. Congress is moving towards a bill that would force TikTok to be taken away from Chinese interests. And if they don't do so, they will face a total ban in the United States. Donald Trump has changed his position on this, saying he is worried about a ban. And it just so happens that Trump met with a guy named Jeff Yass, who got a $33 billion stake in TikTok.
Hmm.
CNBC this morning, Donald Trump was asked, hey, does that have anything to do with you suddenly saying, hey, let's pump the brakes on this whole banning TikTok thing?
Fair question.
No, I didn't. I met with him very briefly. I made a speech, and I said hello to him and his wife, who's lovely. And actually, her primary thing was on education. She wants choice, as I do. And she mentioned to me more than anything, you know, we talked about education. It was a meeting that lasted for a few minutes. Ooh. No, the only one I met was, I met them both, and they're, you know, I don't think I ever met him before, but he never mentioned TikTok. She did mention school choice.
Okay. That vote on TikTok is going to be on Wednesday.
Yeah.
How do you think it's going to go?
I reading the tea leaves, I do think that they have the votes. I don't know if Trump is going to be trying to convince them to not vote for it, but I mean, it certainly seems like they've got the will to do something.
Yeah, and I truly believe. Yeah, I do too. I agree with you, David, but... Yeah, there's enough bipartisan support here where I think this thing's going to get through.
One of the things,
and then we'll see what happens after that. Yeah,
I don't know if the job has been done yet, where Americans are convinced that this social media app is as dangerous as it is. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Because most of them use it.
Well,
yeah, they use it and they don't understand how dangerous it is. For the security of the country.
Yeah, I think that's what you got to focus on more than anything else. I know I've heard some people defending it and saying, well, it's dangerous for young kids' minds and all that. And that is true, but the same can be said for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it.
100%.
So I don't know that TikTok is unique in its danger to mental health. You have to focus.
It's worse. I have seen the evidence that it's worse.
But it's not the only one that's bad, is my point.
Correct.
And so you can't make the argument or make the case to enough Americans that that is a uniquely dangerous thing. But you have to say, you got to focus on the fact that everything that is pushed on that app is done so at the direction of the Chinese communist government.
Yes. And they're not looking out for our best interest. I think that goes without saying.
Chinese aren't.
I know. Crazy, right?
Nutty. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I saw this at Daily Wire. The Department of Veterans Affairs Office dedicated to rooting out racism and harassment is itself a hostile, toxic work environment with a permissive culture of rampant gossiping and innuendo. Anybody see any news on this report?
No.
This is kind of wild, man. This is the DEI office of the VA. As the story goes, at one point, a senior manager fired a mid-level manager because both men wanted to sexually harass the same employee. It's like, hey, you can't harass her because I'm harassing her.
The designated harasser.
What?
He called
you
dibs,
serious?
Your Honor.
Yeah, you're right. You lay claim. Yes.
It's a 125-page report, and as the story goes, paints a shocking portrait of the 400-person diversity office in which employees spent much of their time filing complaints against each other instead of serving veterans.
Of course. 400 people in diversity office.
Employees engaged in self-aggrandizing, petty turf wars, and planned wasteful events, including one junket in which 9 people traveled to dispense diversity training that was supposed to have been done by one person. I think we could take 9. Let's have a party.
No rules here.
My goodness. The Deputy Assistant Secretary, Harvey Johnson, the leader of the Resolution Management Diversity and Inclusion Office, retired when confronted with evidence of his department's behavior because he had swept it all under the rug, apparently. And then this other guy, the chief of staff, Archie Davis, he has been moved to a different office pending discipline after the Office of Accountability and Whistleblower Protection concluded that he engaged in misconduct of a sexual nature with a subordinate employee, including while he was in her direct chain of command. And you go deeper into this story, talks about supervisor in the Western region, Gary Richardson, was sexually harassing the same employee as Davis. This is wild. She said that he would hound her on her Microsoft Teams with personal chatter as they worked, and he would tell her that he had to stare at her photo to get his fix.
Oh, God.
I just needed to stare.
Yeah, oh, baby, gosh.
To get my fix. Okay. So then, March 2nd, Davis recommended that Richardson be fired for it, writing that these electronic messages should be sufficient to present Gary with the option of resignation of retirement in lieu of removal. And then they give an example. Again, this was what Davis wrote to the employee, if you're following this, like the supervisor. Good morning, sexy. Ain't just attracted to your curves and those physical attributes that cause men to holler at you. Your bold, audacious disposition and your alpha female demeanor are equally a turn on for me.
Good golly. Jeez.
Shut down, bro.
I knew you'd love that, Scotty.
No kidding. Rein it in, man. What is wrong with you?
Oh. Another said, I want to make you lose your mind. Oh, dude.
It's a freaking Barry White song. I want you to lose your mind, baby.
The next line includes the word thumping. And another word that there's no way I can say it.
You can't say the word?
I can't say the word. No.
Now I'm really curious as to what the word is. Don't say it.
It's a part of the female anatomy.
Okay.
It's specific. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
And he also mentions... golly, I shouldn't even try this. tongue.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
And, oh, man. Make you.
Okay, yeah.
Let's just say 2 other words, shiver and quiver. Oh, no. You get the picture. He is confident in his skills, we'll put it that way. That's a holy mackerel. What's going on at this place?
Tone Loke look like Walt Disney here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and they're saying, but some of these were consensual, okay?
What?
Some of the activity, that wasn't consensual, but other activity in the DEI office was consensual. One employee was happy that the chief of staff, Davis, called her his big brown sugar. She liked that. And I can't say what she said to him. It is insanity.
How do you, How do you work your way up to just calling somebody you work with or who works for you Big Brown Sugar?
Well, you don't lead with it, I'll tell you right. that. Yeah, there has to be a level of comfortability before you get there.
The new Rolling Stones song, Update. Big Brown Sugar!
Yeah. The other stuff, I can't even try to. You get the idea. All right. Update on border control straight ahead.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Opening day is coming up, and there's a pretty big basketball tournament this month. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
You pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection, and choose more or less.
There are no sharks to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
They also offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports if that's your thing.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match of up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Talk about a lot. Seems like a new crisis all the time. Latest one's Haiti.
And every time a new crisis bubbles up, of course, a lot of people look around. They look at their savings and investments and think, what's going to happen with this?
Yeah, it's not too late, too, by the way. Diversify. Take that old IRA and 401k, turn it into gold with the Birch Gold Group. They can help you.
And opposed to a lot of other investment, gold thrives in times of uncertainty, and it's an important part of diversifying your savings.
Yeah, they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it will not cost you a penny out of pocket.
Siri, I hear you do. Just text MVCR to 989898 for a free information kit.
They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers.
Yeah, and all you got to do to get started is text MVCR to 989898 for that free info kit.
That's MVCR to 989898. Get started today.
All right. So Border Patrol reports how many known gotaways?
Oh, 1,200 known gotaways recorded at the border yesterday. And right now the total is somewhere around 1.8 million people that they saw across the border but could not get to them in time.
Okay, so we're hearing from Democrats in D.C., we know this is an issue, and we're doing everything possible right now to stop the inflow. Are you really? How many? Yes, 1,200?
1,200, just yesterday.
Known gotaways.
Yeah, known gotaways.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, the governor of New York can say, okay, we need the National Guard in the subway.
Yeah.
But we can't say, hey, we got to do something to stop the inflow.
Right.
No, it's like this thing that no one can do anything about. And what, we're afraid of optics by having military there? I don't understand it.
Yeah. That's one of those things. You're going to have to get over that fear of the optics.
Who cares about the optics?
I know. It doesn't make any sense. But I guess maybe the Democrats don't see this as big an issue as it actually is.
I like the optics, right, quite frankly. We're not going to do this anymore. We're not playing.
No, you've got to stop the inflow of people. You don't know who anyone is.
I don't get it.
I mean, and, you know, it used to be you would bring this up and people would say, oh, that's just fear-mongering. We don't know who these people are. There are people all around the world who have bad intent. I mean, you're going to tell me that we don't have terrorists that have come into the country? We already know that it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. You know, I just saw this. The numbers are pretty staggering on this. Where the Democratic Party has been used to having non-white voters vote for them for a long time. And you go back to the 2020 election, and Biden beat Trump by, what was it, 50 points. 50. You know where it stands right now in the polling?
I don't.
Biden leading Trump 56-44. That's down to 12. I mean, the people that keep track of the numbers are basically saying you can't imagine the drastic shift that we've seen with non-white voters and their preferences right now. How do you explain that?
Well, I think you explain it by just where they live and looking out their windows and what's going on in their world.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, geez, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, David, biggest story today.
Biggest story of the day is chaos around the world continuing, of course. I love this headline, though, from the New York Times.
Okay.
Biden promised calm after Trump chaos, but the world has not cooperated.
It's the world's fault.
The world hasn't cooperated. Man, the dang world getting in the way of President Bystander. Darn. Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking that maybe the reason Putin went into Ukraine was because Trump wasn't there.
Mm. No, that can't be.
The last time he invaded somewhere was when President my boss was in charge. Big O. Oh, that couldn't be possible, could it?
No.
Well, we got a story, too, about Biden and the black vote. And Scott Robbins trifecta coming up right here. Van Camp and Robbins show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right, David. So Biden in his interviews talking about the black vote.
Yeah, because we've been seeing more and more, especially younger black men, gravitate away from Joe Biden and gravitate towards Donald Trump. You know, whether or not that winds up being reflected in the overall election, we just have to wait and see. But Joe Biden, during his interview on MSNBC, tried to bring back black voters who aren't too thrilled about his presidency.
Oh, okay.
I have your back, and I'm not more, as much as any president has in American history since Lyndon Johnson. Black wealth has increased by 60%. We across the board. And I wish you had to interview some of the black business people here. The black leaders are here. And they told...
He sounds flustered.
He does.
He is.
More than usual.
Well, part of it's because he's very uncomfortable talking about black people. We've demonstrated this over the years. Because he's racist.
Certainly sounds racist. Like, you people don't know how to raise kids. You need help. I don't know how you can come away with any other...
We bring social workers into homes and parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do.
But he also suggested black people don't know how the internet works.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just say words. Help the kids.
Make
sure
you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words.
They just hear words, then they're going to be all right. Okay, got it. All right, back to the interview.
And they told me about how they're moving. They have loans. They have direct payments that are being made by the government to keep them going. Look, there's not a single thing they can't do, given a shot. Just given a shot. It's not only black, but Hispanic and Asian Americans.
I don't hear too many Asian Americans saying, what are you going to do for me?
No. Right.
Is that happening and I just have missed it?
No, it hasn't happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know that I've heard Hispanics groups saying that. Have they? I mean, I'm not saying that it's not happening. I just don't hear it.
Well, it was more like, hey, would you stop comparing us to breakfast tacos?
Yeah, that was
part.
Yeah,
and get rid of the Latinx thing. I'm not a fan of the Latinx thing.
No, they don't. People didn't like that at all. No. Okay.
What was the
Well, when I hear different black conservatives hear a piece of audio like what we just heard, they get really ticked off for a number of different reasons.
Well, what is he saying there? Ultimately, one, he says, I'm the best for black people since LBJ.
Yep.
I mean, we did have a black president.
We did.
You also served with.
I mean, yeah.
You were his vice president. So that seems odd to go down that route, but whatever. You do you, Joe. The other thing is, he's saying, black people can't start a business without the government paying them to do so.
Yep.
That's insulting, isn't it?
100%. Yes. Especially, I mean, it is crazy when you go back and look at the stats before 1960 with black families and wealth in America. And then everything that happened post 1960 and where we're at now. It's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the family unit, black-owned businesses, everything's gotten worse. It sounds like some right-wing talking point, but the more the left tries to help, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm.
How can you argue with that statement when you look at statistics?
Well, you can't.
Is there an argument to that, David?
No.
That I haven't heard?
No.
You know, the media protects people from knowing that. They're certainly not going to talk about the statistics, you know, through the decades. But that's 100% true. And if anyone brings it up, they call them racist, whether they're black or white. I mean, Thomas Sowell, he should be known throughout America as a treasure. He's not, especially from the left. I mean, any of his books, you hear him speak. I mean, it's just nothing but wisdom seems to come out of his mouth. Oh, no. He's not well known at all because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's kind of crazy. All right, Scott, are you ready for your big three?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two, buckle my shoe off.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, buddy. I waited for you this weekend. No
I'm
show.
Ready.
Didn't see you. Never
mama
came.
Mama told me not to come.
Oh, she said that all the time.
Three.
Your mama doesn't care. I talk to her.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three.
Number three, the city of Denver is asking property owners to help out with the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, they got a problem there, and they know how to solve it. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston recently announced the city has started to scale back their illegal migrant services with the goal of reducing the current budget deficit by nearly $60 million and reallocating those funds back into city services. The move sees shelters being shuttered and existing shelters consolidated. John Ewing, the Denver Human Services Director, said the city's looking for alternative ways to house its illegal migrants. So they're turning to the great people of Denver who elected these people to begin with. We put a lot of feelers out to our landlord friends. We got connections, you know. Basically, we said, hey, listen, we're going to have some newcomers who are going to need housing. The report is the city recently emailed Denver rental property owners asking if, hey, you'd be interested in renting to some illegals? They need some housing. We got to cap the rent cap at $2,000 a month, but hey, we got it if you can help us here.
Wow.
So they're going to these, and so far, by the way, it's been a lukewarm response, apparently. Well, because of, you know, background checks and that sort of thing before you can rent anything.
Well, not to mention, I mean, it's been a tough time to be a landlord. Remember, the vast majority of landlords in America are not major corporations. A lot of times you're talking about somebody who owns a duplex or owns a little small apartment complex or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we learned it during COVID.
Yeah, and the last 4 years have been tough because of eviction bans. And then you've got, and, you know, I assume the city of Denver has something in place about, you know, what gets dressed up as renter's rights, but really just steals
squatter's
land
rights.
Away from people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would not, you know, say, wait, you're capping my rent at $2,000 a month, and there's no guarantee that eventually I can evict them if someone who's willing to pay more
right.
comes along.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
Are they going to destroy my property? Because a lot of these people did destroy property in New York.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going off what you've seen so far. You want to believe in the best in people, but my goodness.
No.
I mean, and then do you get to pick? Listen, I don't want a bunch of single dudes. I don't want four single dudes. I want that. Are we talking about a family here?
Well, we don't. There's no specifics here.
No.
They're just saying, hey, if you've got something available, let us know. You know, we got $2,000 a month here waiting for you.
Yeah. By the way, do you look at Colorado as a sanctuary state?
Yes.
I think a lot of people do, and they're trying to say, well, hold on. We have strong immigrant protection laws, but we're not a sanctuary state.
Yeah, now that everybody wants to redefine terms, which is what the left does all the time. As soon as start losing the argument, they change the language.
All the time.
Again, I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad for Chicago. I feel bad for New York. I feel bad for the city, the citizens that have to put up with this and deal with it. But you voted for these people.
That is true.
I mean, not like these guys were hiding from who they were.
Maybe that's why all of a sudden you see people changing their voting.
Yeah, I mean, you got a chance now coming up with elections to get rid of these people.
Yes, you do.
Now, on with the countdown.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
Two.
Number two, climate change is causing flesh-eating bacteria.
What?
Well, yeah, the Centers for Disease Control, our pals over there, appear very desperate to gin up a continued fear because, well, after all, we have an election coming up, too. Over a week ago, the agency finally gave up on the COVID panic pandemic, admitting what most of us had known for a long time. Continuous waves of variants and reinfections will lead to the coronavirus to join the myriad of other respiratory illnesses that we have to deal with all the time. That's what it is. That's what it'll be. That's what it will continue to be. Now, the agency has decided to link the horrors of flesh-eating bacteria to big government's pseudoscience climate.
How?
Rising temperatures, Jamie, have manifested in a conspicuous manner along the East Coast, including storms and wildfires. The new threat has been flying under the radar. Is it impossible to detect by the naked eye? It's flesh-eating bacteria, and the reason for that is all the calamities in science.
Yes.
They're going to eat your brain now.
I've heard that claim before. They're saying that, as water temperature gets warmer, that gives this type of bacteria more time to thrive. My uncle actually just went through this last year. It almost killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Did I send you the photo of the skin graft that they did?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Oof. Yeah, it looked like an overdone pizza. It was gross.
So what are you saying? In the Gulf Coast,
and it's not uncommon, not super common, but it's not uncommon in the Gulf Coast because it tends to be warmer.
It's the only time Robin's ever asked for a trigger warning. After seeing that photo, hey, could you give me a heads up before I just look at that?
Dude, I have an unnatural fear of something boring into my ear and going into my brain. I do.
I know you do.
It's like, that's how I'm going to go. I know it.
Well, don't say it. You're just begging for it, then.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins trifecta.
Something growing out of my ear.
Three of the day.
And finally,
man.
One.
Number one, Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fonnie Willis. There's some hay being made out of the fact that she met up with Kamala Harris right before indicting Donald Trump.
Fonnie Willis at a White House meeting, apparently, with Vice President Kamala Harris. Beforehand, the claim has since been denied by the White House, of course. They say Fani was there just attending an event for Black History Month and never met with Kamala Harris. Now, the attorney, Ashley Merchant, showed a committee the White House records detailing the Willis and the DA Fulton County was, in fact, in the White House February the 28th, 2023, before indicting Donald Trump, President Biden, who, of course, won the election. Merchant said the White House records she obtained showed that Willis did, in fact, had a meeting with Harris in the company of Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens, a Democrat.
Well,
casting a little bit of a shadow over things, if this story holds up.
Wow. Any statement from Kamala Harris on this?
Yay!
No?
Not that I've heard, but I know it'll be 600 words. It can be boiled down to 20.
That clip from Kamala Harris, oh, it gets me
every
time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And there you have it.
I don't even remember the context of that. Is that the buses?
Nah, she was talking to a basketball team.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, tell them that she lifts, they lift people with their good play, and it makes people go, you know.
Yay!
And.
Oh.
All right, we get that news update. And Nimrod's in the news straight ahead right here.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, it's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Opening day is right around the corner. And a big basketball tournament coming up. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
You pick 2 to 6 players, you pick a stat projection, and choose more or less.
No sharks to worry about. That's nice. That's it. All you got to do, pick more or less.
They also offer injury insurance, so you stay and play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Prize Picks also has weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
Yeah, you can play on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, you can download the app today and use the code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
And that's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, news update, David Van Camp.
Joe Biden was trying to talk about how Donald Trump, that big meanie, wants to kill Social Security and Medicare, and got a little twisted up in knots reading the teleprompter.
When asked if he changed his position, he said, quote, there's a lot you can do in terms of cutting. Tremendous amount of things you can cut. Maybe precise. tremendous amount of things you can do, not cut. He said, but the bottom line is, he's still at it.
Oh, my God.
In the video, you can actually see him pointing up and following the teleprompter.
Oh, my goodness, man.
That.
I mean, they had him juiced for the State of the Union.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a debacle since.
What was that? Heard?
The other part, I got to tell you, Scotty, when you imitate him,
yeah,
or any really, really old person, you go, you do that.
Yeah.
He actually did that in there. Did you hear that part?
Yeah.
Tremendous amount of things you can cut. Maybe precise. Tremendous amount of things you can do.
Large fry.
Holy smokes. All right, it's Nimrod's time. Holy smokes, man.
Are you ready?
No, it's not the trifecta. We already did that. What, did you Biden it? No. It's time for a Nimrod.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We start for our friends in Green Bay. I already know this story, but it's where it went down. 42-year-old guy, his first name Deez. D-E-E-Z. Last name Nuts.
No, come on.
Facing charges. I'm absolutely 100% serious. His name, no, real legal name, Deez.
Yeah.
Nuts. Got arrested at his home in Green Bay last Tuesday for apparently hitting and shoving his daughter because she hadn't done her chores. And allegedly pulled a BB gun that looked real. But it doesn't sound like the daughter was seriously hurt, which is good news. But Deez apparently had been doing some drinking.
Really?
Solves problems.
He appeared to be highly intoxicated when they showed up at 10 o'clock at night, was out on his porch in pajama bottoms with no shirt. Now, it may have been warm last week in Green Bay, but it ain't that warm.
It's on his way to Walmart.
Police report says they walked up to the top of the stairs and took Deez Nuts into custody. Now, his name, his born name is Derek Lee Kroll. He legally changed his first name in 2011, but he left one E out. It was just D-E-Z. It was Dez Nuts, and nobody got it, so then he changed it again to Deez.
You want to be precise.
And that's Nimrod in the News.